Welcome to Words and Music. I'm your host, Dave Mataloni, and for the next hour, we will be burning through 14 songs about burning. And what better way to start than with a song entitled Start to Burn? A thousand fires in the night. We look at the pictures, but we won't believe our eyes. We are pure and far above. We've forgotten the ones we've spurned. We've been diverted from the lessons to be learned.
If I die tomorrow, don't read too much into this song. I'll be as surprised as you are. I always get predictions wrong. If I die tomorrow, break out and play my best guitar. Don't put this one in the Hard Rock Cafe, in a case above the bar. I'd like to take this chance to say goodbye. You want the answers, don't look in my eyes. If I die tomorrow, there's one thing I'd ask of you. A favor for your favorite friend when his living days are through. Make sure it's me up on the funeral pyre. Make sure the house band's playing Light My Fire. You're asking me my opinion. Well, baby, we're all gonna burn. So light up and wait your turn in the fire. I'm telling. Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your lips hold a wild desire, and give a kiss like the devil's fire. Your kind. Turn me on and burn me down. Your touch brings me to my knees. You got me begging, please, please, please. Take my heart and melt it down. Touch me, turn me on and burn me down. Your wild love I can't tame. Your kisses burn like flames. I
turn me on and burn me down.
And we started our burning episode with Start to Burn by the Silos. And Marty Stewart closed the threesome with Burn Me Down. And in the middle was John Wesley Harding, also known as Wesley Stace, with a song simply entitled Burn. In the final verse, he sings, "If I die tomorrow, there's one thing I'd ask of you, a favor for your favorite friend when his living days are through. Make sure it's me up on the funeral pyre. Make sure the house is playing Light My Fire."
Bye.
You know, I always wanted to segue Bob Dylan with Blue Oyster Cult, simply because Dylan is the greatest folk lyricist of all time. And in my humble opinion, Blue Oyster Cult had some of the best heavy metal lyrics of all time. Dylan gave us Something's Burning, Baby, and Blue Oyster Cult proceeded with their hit, Burning for You, the lyrics of which were created by Richard Meltzer. And he was a gonzo music journalist. He wrote for Crawdaddy. And he was a hero of my adolescence. And Meltzer was really close to the band. He lived with them for a time. But he had a falling out with the group that he once explained in an interview, quote, "I think the reason I was banished is that I behaved rudely at the wedding of guitarist Buck Dharma. I felt up his mother when I was dancing with her."
The first songs that was written was about I play secondary and tertiary markets and play small and medium-sized towns and where all it takes is one great big huge big box store owned by a family with no conscience to come in to completely destroy an entire downtown.
I was a boy, there were no limitations. Said my goodbyes in the Greyhound station. Here I am, I have a mob where I grew up in a parking lot, sitting in a pickup truck, and I'm thinking about burning it down, boys. thinking about burning it down. Nothing's ever gonna be the same in this town. 10 gallons of gas in a bottle of propane, electric igniter off my grill, and I still can't say for certain this thing will blow. But if it doesn't, gonna be the first one to know. And I'm thinking about burning it down, boys. Thinking about burning it down. Nothing's ever gonna be the same in this town. I'm thinking about burning the Walmart down.
Steve Earle, itching to burn the local Walmart down. He was just in town, touring behind a solo album, and he's touring solo. And before that, we heard Roseanne Cash, and she just wanted to burn the entire town when she sang this refrain. The Clapper Jail and the Co-op Board, the Garden Club and the Bedroom Door, Sprinkled Lawn and the Mirrored Hall, the Christmas Tree. Just burn it all. Burn down this town. You're listening to WXOJLP 103.3 Valley Free Radio in Northampton. And the station has a whole bunch of locally produced music programs for adventurous listeners like you. Just go to valleyfreeradio.org and check out the schedule. And if you've always wanted to create your own show, click on the link that says Create Your Own Program. Here's something from Amy Mann.
You know the secrets that live in fire. What is the promise that flames inspire? Just burn it out. Shadows and memories that won't stay put. Can you redact them with ash and soot? Can you just burn? Just burn that out. to them. Will it ignite like a signal flare? Can you just burn it out? Can you just burn it out? So thoroughly, you'll never see.
Amy Mann, from her album Queens of the Summer Hotel and Burn It Out, where she sings, "Ghostly intruders who storm the moat, black-booted looters lay knife to throat. Can you just burn that out? All of the shame that was yours to bear will ignite like the signal flare." Oh, Stephen Colbert just stopped by the studio. Hey, Steve, would you go ahead and introduce our next artist?
And now performing Slow Burn from her new album, Golden Hour, ladies and gentlemen, Kacey Musgraves.
Taking my time.
father was a welder down at the Navy Yard. Up on the North Atlantic, where the winters come down hard. A union job, some overtime, nobody would complain. He went to work with humble pride through the snow and rain. Some things you're born to, some things you gotta learn. Welding burns. After work he did some drinking, he'd get a little rough, just to take the edges off, but he never got enough. He'd hang his coat up by the door, light a cigarette. I'ma take the supper out. Gotta learn. My father built his world on bone, muscle, and blood, and welding burns. I can see him down at Lee's Mills Pond with the August sun warming her brown skin. He promised he'd take her away, but I think he knew even way back then. Way back then. Maybe your dad could make a call to the 788. I always thought I'd get away. I thought I could rise above. I don't remember anymore what I was dreaming of. Some things you're born to, some things you better learn. My father was born bone, muscle, and blood, and welding burns. Some
Slade Cleaves, singing about his dad's welding burns, and that was preceded by Slow Burn from Kacey Musgraves. Here's what she had to say about that song. Quote, I was sitting on my porch one night in the summer of 2017. I might have been in a bit of an altered state, but I just had a little bit of an open mind and open heart, and the words Slow Burn came to me. It's just an ode to the pace of something unfolding in a nice and slow way. I thought to myself, the best things in life are a slow burn.
This is Valley Post Radio. I'm Isha Williams. More information about these and other articles is at valleypost.org. On July 8th in Brattleboro, dozens of home health care workers announced their union had a major win. The workers will get 5% annual raises. The 5,000 or so home health care workers in Vermont save taxpayers millions of dollars a year by keeping people out of nursing homes. The workers have a website at vthomecareunited.org. Unions are good for democracy because they reduce inequality. Billionaires buy politicians. In other news from the Valley, Shutesbury, Massachusetts borders Amherst. An aerial photo at valleypost.org shows a giant solar panel facility on the site of what was, until recently, forest in Shutesbury. Instead of cutting down a forest, these solar panels should be on the roofs of warehouses, schools, and big box stores. That's according to environmental activists. On July 6th, Shutesbury Planning Board member Michael DeSharia told the Valley Post, quote, "The core issue for municipalities is the removal of a so-called solar exemption, a 1985 outdated law that constrains municipalities from practically regulating both solar and energy storage," unquote. One of the biggest causes of climate change is overpopulation. Increasing women's rights helps nature. This has been Valley Post Radio. I'm Isha Williams. More information about these and other articles is at valleypost.org.
Give it back.
Midnight Oil, from the Sydney Olympics, almost exactly 24 years ago, and Beds Are Burning. And before that, David Byrne, with some help from St. Vincent and some horns, burning down the house. Now, the inspiration for that Talking Heads hit was from a Parliament Funkadelic show at Madison Square Garden, which was attended by Talking Heads drummer Chris France and David Byrne. And P-Funk started chanting at the crowd, "Burn down the house." Later, Byrne declared, "They were just shouting it at the audience, and I thought, that's a song." The lyrics of that track are said to center around a man who's engulfed by debt and wants to torch his own house. The man simply sits at home and watches TV. The lyrics go, "You have not seen nothing, yet everything stuck together. I don't know what you expect staring into the TV set." And according to the bassist, Tina Weymouth, the track started with a jam between herself and France, and the early demos of Burning Down the House show how Byrne's nonsensical improvisations eventually morphed into the final lyrics. At one point in the track's history, the chanting of Burning Down the House was instead Foam Rubber USA.
Get burned by the sun. Get burned by the sun. Get burned by the sun. Once I planted,
original Cowards, Burned by the Sun, written by John Crand, who explained that this was a song that is not about sunburn. Quote, "The song is told from the perspective of a narcissistic sociopath whose main goal in life is to increase their wealth and power, who enjoys kicking the rest of the world in the teeth." The lyrics go, "When you're at your most vulnerable, when you've taken a hit, that's when I'm going to slide right in and aim the kick." And all the verses about those who wield their magics, while the chorus is focused on people, most of us who hold out hope that these people will be their saviors, but they're only tools. And those who know better, but still hold out hope, even though they know that hope alone is not enough to put the brakes on these types, because we need hope, even when we know that putting too much hope on will leave us burned. We're going to have XTC take us home on a more positive note with Burning with Optimism's Flames. Thanks for listening. And this week, be sure to slap on some of that sunscreen and encourage those you love to do the same. And that would be doing good, for goodness sake.
We would like you to wriggle to this one. It's our rewrite of Joy to the World, all right? Like to move.